You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. WMIE.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thanks for joining us here on WMIE. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. You've tuned into the Refresh radio program. We're going to talk for the next half hour about the Word of God. We're going to be in Romans chapter 13. One of our ladies at church, she is a precious, precious lady. She's got, she's retired. She has a serious health issue, and we keep praying for God to touch her. She's, her faith in God is just admirable, just really something amazing. And, the effort that it takes for her to get out to church is something that I really appreciate. She does not take coming to church for granted. She considers it a blessing, and she listens to the Refresh radio program and say, so good morning. And, she said, Pastor, I realize that you're doing a Bible study on the radio program. She listens to the radio program, and you know, sometimes if it's Saturday, she's like, why isn't Pastor on the radio? And because I'm not doing the sermons that I preach. This is Bible teaching on its own merit. So I'm actually in the studio and talking to you on WMIE microphones and watching the lights go back and forth and all of that. That's what we're going to be doing today on the radio program, is going through the Word of God, studying what it really means to lead a life of love. And so I want to say thank you real quickly to the folks at Treasure Your Landscape, Dan and Treasure and their team. They're a licensed and insured family business. They're based in Brevard County. They live on Merritt Island. They go all throughout Brevard County as their service area. They got over two decades worth of experience of doing hard work in the landscaping field. They have a full array of products that they have available, from paver installation to artificial turf to putting greens, installing landscape lighting, water features, landscape repair, design, planting, maintaining. They do everything that is necessary to make your outdoor area a place that you can treasure. They have a wide array of products that are available. You can see for yourself at Space Coast Nursery, which is 3880 North Courtney Parkway. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. They're north of the Barge Canal. They're on the east side of the road. Their phone number there is 321-452-5565. We are very thankful for their love for Jesus. We're thankful for their giftings, and we're thankful that they appreciate the Refresh radio program, and we bless them. They may be a great resource for you if you're still looking to do away with some of the damaged areas of your landscaping. I know here just a couple of weeks ago, I saw out in the community people that were taking down things that had not survived in several different places. They thought maybe they would come back. They didn't. And they were now out there replacing stuff. Treasure Your Landscape may be a great resource for you if you suffered damage during the cold weather earlier this year. So thank you, Dan. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Romans chapter 13, verse number 8. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, You shall not bear false witness. You shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, are all summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. All of these commandments that are being described here in this passage are related to how we treat one another. You know, there are a lot of people who think that they can love God and treat people badly. That's not the way it is supposed to be. The Bible says that if we say we love God but hate our brother, that we have an incorrect perception of our love for God. So let's talk today about this next one. You shall not bear false witness. You know, when I was a child, I learned that you shall not lie. It means more than just saying incorrect words. Here, the word that is used is best summarized in this. It's a pseudo-martyr. The word martyr in the Greek refers to not just a person dying for something, but it has to do with a witness. And so what is being said here is you shall not bear false witness either about your neighbor or to your neighbor. So I want to talk to you about that today, because I believe that there's a lot of deception, a lot of false witness that goes on in our modern society. I want to tell you first off that the Bible says that the devil is the father of lies. When he speaks lies, and he can even speak lies about the Word of God, that in doing so, he is speaking his native language. So bearing false witness is the language of hell, not the language of heaven. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So if we are going to bear witness, if we're going to be his witnesses, like it describes in Acts chapter 1, verse number 8, we've got to be giving an accurate reflection of who Jesus is. So this commandment, you shall not bear false witness, means you shall not testify falsely. It is an act of deception, not just speaking falsely. And so there are all sorts of things that are done to create an incorrect perception. So there are people who will post things online that make them look one way, but is not an accurate representation of who they are. So even if the whole world is lying, you and I are called to speak the truth in love. We're supposed to live our life in truth and authenticity, so that people, when they see us, they will say they're not putting on a show. That is really who they are. So my number one example when it comes to bearing false witness, it has to do with Jacob. Jacob's name means slanderer or guile. In other words, he was always trying to work the angle. He was trying to manipulate things to where, you know, he got Esau's share. So he, Esau was the oldest by a matter of minutes. Being the oldest son was of tremendous importance in ancient culture, in Bible times, that meant that the oldest son was supposed to receive a double share. So they got twice as much inheritance as their siblings did, specifically male siblings. And Esau was hungry, and so Jacob said, I'll give you this bowl of soup that you want for your birthright. He says, what good is my birthright if I'm dead, if I've starved to death? And he's like, I don't care. And so there was that aspect. There was also, when it came time for blessing, now I will say this, Isaac was supposed to bless Jacob. That was what God had made clear, but Esau was Jacob's favorite, or Isaac's favorite, sorry. Isaac was supposed to bless Jacob, but his favorite son was Esau. Rebekah, her favorite child was Jacob. And so when Isaac sent Esau out to hunt his favorite food and prepare him a meal, then Rebekah heard about it and conspired with Jacob to deceive, bear false witness to her own husband about who it was, so that Jacob would get the blessing. So I want you to look at that passage of scripture and realize how important generational blessing is. It's not trivial. Let me say this to parents. Parents, your children, no matter what they say, want your approval and your blessing, and it needs to be done in faith. It's not something that should be for sale. Well, if you do this, then I will give you the blessing. It's supposed to come out of an obedient relationship that the parents have with God that says, I want the blessings of my relationship with Jesus to extend to 20,000 generations of believers, and so I'm going to live out my Christianity authentically before you so that you embrace it and live the blessed life as well. That's what's supposed to happen. But instead, there was dysfunction in Isaac and Rebekah's home. Jacob had come out grabbing onto his brother's heel, and it was just it was not the greatest family dynamic around. And so Rebekah helped Jacob deceive Isaac so that Isaac would receive the blessing. And it created a breach in the relationship between Esau and Jacob, to where Esau, first of all, wanted to kill Jacob because of the two things he had stolen from him, the blessing and the birthright. And second, it created dysfunction between Esau and Isaac and Rebekah, because then when he saw how much they did not like the women of that region because of their polytheism, then he went out and married two ladies just to aggravate Isaac and Rebekah, and there was a lot of deception there. The deception didn't end there, though. You see, for a person who's bearing false witness, they think it's all well and good when it's going their direction. But when Jacob met Laban, Laban changed his wages 10 times. Laban deceived him to where on the night that he got married, he thought he was marrying Rachel, and instead he woke up the next morning to find out he was married to Leah. And he said, what have you done to me? And he said, oh, well, we can't let the oldest one, or the youngest one, get married before the oldest one does. And And so Laban was a better deceiver than Jacob was, until 20 years later, Jacob is ready to go back home and leaves without telling him. Jacob was in charge of Laban's flocks, and even though Laban's flocks were deteriorating, they were getting smaller, and Jacob's flocks were getting bigger, that Laban, it says in the old NIV version, he said he deceived Laban and didn't tell him that he was leaving. That happens with jobs. It happens with relationships. There's all sorts of stuff that goes on. And then Laban, all of a sudden, he's like, hey, I will, how dare he deceive me? You see, people don't like it when they're being lied to. They don't hate it as much when they're the one that's bearing false witness. So, a lot of times people bear false witness with their mouth. Now, I want to talk to you about there should be truth in the house of God. And this is where we really need to know about the Bible. Because there are things that go on in modern quote-unquote Christianity that are not in alignment with the Word of God. And when that happens, then those people are called either false prophets or false witnesses. And the enemy would love very much to allow those sorts of operations to infiltrate the church, to compromise the church's message. When I was in retail, I had a number of people who wanted to offer me to get in on this multi-level marketing program or this other multi-level marketing program. I mean, you don't end up in sales for 13 years without being at least pretty good at it. And I always ended up in management, even though that wasn't really what I set out to do. And all of those invitations, some of which came from people in churches. And my wife and I, we would decline all of those. And here's why I declined it. It wasn't because I was allergic to making money. I needed money to, you know, help raise my family. And retail does not pay all that well. If you think that is the case, you should see paycheck stubs is what you should see. It wasn't that I was opposed to making more money. It's just that my primary mission was to bring people into a healthy relationship with Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. And I didn't want to represent a company or a brand that, if everything deteriorated and people got hurt, I didn't want them saying, well, Pastor told me that this was a godly company and they ended up defrauding me and bearing false witness about the things that were coming out. I didn't ever want to be the source that people said, what you told me wasn't true. And, you know, I would just encourage you in this way, that if you do not want to bear false witness and if you do not want to be victimized by pseudo-martyrs or false witnesses or false prophets, know the Word of God. It's very, very simple. So there are some crazy things that happen in church. Right now, there are people who will literally bow down. Saw it with my own eyes. They will bow down to their quote-unquote spiritual leader. And let me tell you, there's no pastor. There's no evangelist. There's no prophet that you should be bowing down to. And there's definitely no angel from heaven that will allow you to bow down to them as if you are worshiping them. That is not supposed to take place. We are created by God. God gets the glory, no one else. If you want to identify in the scriptures times when God shows up in a manner that is referred to as the angel of the Lord, you can tell whether or not that it was God himself that was appearing or just one of the created angels. And here's how you can tell. Because if the angel accepts worship, it is a theophany, an appearance of God, or a Christophany, the appearance of Christ. Any created angel that is just delivering a thus saith the Lord message will not be worshiped. There are also people, and some of them may have good intentions. Some of them may actually be deceived. And so I want to share with you how to make sure that you are bearing witness to Jesus and to the Word of God, and that is this. It's got to line up with the Word of God. There are three spiritual voices. There is the voice of God, and we always want to do what he says, but everything that he says will line up with the Word of God. God's never going to contradict his Word, ever. Okay? And so if you know your Word, and you know how you are supposed to conduct yourself in interpersonal relationships inside the body of Christ, he's not going to violate that. Okay? So you always want to do what God says, and the Bible tells us that we are supposed to make sure that we're supposed to test the spirits and make sure that they're godly spirits. There's demonic voices, and you don't ever want to do what they tell you to do. They're going to try and get you to violate the Word of God. And so what they tell you to do will be a distortion of the Scripture or an absolute rejection of the Scripture. It's that third one that's the real problem area. It's the area that calls for spiritual maturity. It's the part where we don't think of ourselves more highly than we ought, and that is we don't fall victim to thinking that our voice is God's voice. So there was a person one time, and they came up to me and they asked me this question. They said, "What do you think about this song?" I don't remember which song it was. And I said, "In what position are you asking me?" I said, "Are you asking me as a pastor, or are you asking me as a just as a regular believer?" And in that particular case, I believe they were asking me about a song. And I said, "As an individual, I can tell you, I think the song is fun. I like the song. As far as, you know, being something that I enjoy," I said, "but in theology, I don't like the theology of the song at all. And so, because I'm the pastor, I don't want us singing that particular song because the theology is bad." And so I can take off the personal hat and put on the pastor hat, and I can tell you that there are other things. There are people that says, "What do you think about this song?" And I said, "Well, you know what? as a person, that song really doesn't do much for me. But as a pastor, there's nothing wrong with the theology of the song. And there are people in our congregation at that particular time that it really blessed them in the spirit. And I was like, so I'm not going to tell you no, because I don't like the song personally. If people are being ushered into the presence of God by that song, then I got no problem with that, because I can worship God with music or without music. So I can worship him if I know the lyrics or if I don't know the lyrics. So the point of this particular passage of scripture, the radio program today, is this, is we've got to make sure that we love one another enough that we are people who speak the truth in love, and we live the truth, that, you know, we can conduct ourselves in a mature manner, that it's not, well, if I don't get what I want, I'm going to take my toys and go away. That's not the way that the body of Christ works. Our privilege is to represent Jesus well. And so we personally, I don't like to get caught up in stuff that might make Jesus look bad. I guess you could say, when I'm talking on the radio here, I want to stick very closely to the word, because I don't want to lead anybody astray. If there's something that I have in my spirit and it comes up, I was like, okay, let's make sure, let's verify this, because the Bible says that nothing is of private interpretation. A thing is established in the mouth of two or three witnesses, not two or three opinions. And so I hope that you will value the truth. I hope, and here's one more thing. I hope that you appreciate when people will speak the truth in love to you. I appreciate it when people speak the truth in love to me, because I know that is a high and holy calling, and that all of us are the body of Christ. We're meant to be a blessing to one another. One of the things that I try and live by is I don't want to think that I'm the smartest person in the room, because if I ever think that, I'm not going to learn anything in that particular case. I'm constantly digging into the Word of God, studying the Word of God, because I want to know the truth, I want to love the truth, and I want to live the truth. I hope that you will go out and be a true witness, not a false witness, today. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."